Wormholes, from The Endless Machine by Max Ingram. Birds bolt loose from the canopy, like a cluster grenade gone wide, their own small limbs trembling in transit, with the branches woken, bleary-eyed, left behind. Then silence. The green top rolls, languid as ocean swells, while beneath its tree-propped waves a silent cacophony of thunderous heartbeats are held in check, ears twitched, propped, swiveled, listening for that hair-stiffening cry, the wail that wounded their ears and frightened them in the first. Then it comes, mournful, low, and shuddering. Wet-lipped agony expressed without tongue, without language, or any known word that we would call bestial or man. The figure is horror-formed and flat upon the earth, dragging itself through the underbrush. The sky-shrouding canopy looms like a mother distraught, watching, wet-eyed, her newly born child of deformity. The silence persists, no creature here knowing what to make of this blind, groping, wailing thing. Its hind legs are sheared at mid-thigh, squirting browns, reds, and yellows across the leaves and twigs behind it like expressionist arrogance. Its fat, smacking lips gape and close, snapping at the air as though tasting it for the first, chewing it toothless, gumming each atmospheric mouthful with throat-shuddering consequence, the sides of its smooth, hairless, damp face belching outward, shaking of spasms, showing their disfavor for this meal. And amid the trees behind it, slicing equally through bark, stone, and bloodied forest floor remains, shivers and dances eagerly the dervish hole in the daylight, its aperture leading to a damp, soil-shored expanse of strangely colored, stone-pocked tunnels. Violet, trailing gases seep out like a punctured bicycle tire. It winks, once, twice, pausing for moments between slicing at the wind passing through it, a door of razor-wire reality that has no more kindness for its wounded, dirt-born traveler than for an atom, a molecule, or the clipped wings of a fly.